It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good morning and welcome to Historic Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, Missouri. Decided the MIAA postseason tournament. Today it's a semifinal round matchup for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's team as they come in 23-5 on the season and regular season champs in the MIAA. They face Pittsburgh State, which comes in 18-11. And for Pittsburgh State, coming off a couple of wins in the MIAA tournament, they opened up with a win earlier this week against Northeastern State, winning that one 69-54. And then they defeated Lindenwood in a quarter final round game Thursday, 74-55. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer this afternoon will be Karen Lawrence. And Matt Gorder, a lot of interesting storylines with the way these two teams match up.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You look at, start with the coaches, the co-coaches of the year in the MIAA with Kevin Muff, the head coach of Pittsburgh State, and obviously Northwest's Ben McCullum. The Northwest with a second straight opportunity to avenge a loss from earlier in the season. They lost by two to Pittsburgh State in Pittsburgh. Now, it was a long time ago. You look back, that was early December. So Northwest avenged the loss with their win over Washburn the other night. And really, I don't think played a great game at Pittsburgh State in that December game. So another opportunity there for Northwest as well.
Northwest and Pittsburgh State going through their pregame warm-ups. And we'll be back to Municipal Auditorium with more on our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Doc Martin, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4600.
Support for today's game comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Open 24 hours, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from Watkins True Value. Located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides hardware, tool rental, paint, electrical, and plumbing supplies. Behind every project is a True Value. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value. And from Northwest alumni Vinnie Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Vaccaro and Herzog specialize in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or 816-806-7777. And from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or PittsAutoBody.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball. Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. It's the MIAA postseason tournament, a semifinal round game between the Northwest Missouri State men and Pittsburgh State. Bearcats coming in, winning their last 10 games, while Pittsburgh State, at the end of the regular season, lost their last three regular season games. And, Matt, up to that point, they were right at the top of the conference, but they dropped three games at the end to fall all the way down to the number five seed.
Yeah, and I think they were probably one of those teams that were, you know, after losing those, glad to see it's a brand new season. You know, we've talked about that before, how everybody basically starts 0-0, and with everybody good in the MIAA, anybody can win this tournament, and all the teams in the MIAA know that. So you want to be playing your best basketball right now. Is Pitt playing their best? Maybe not, because they did lose those last three games. They've won a couple of this week, but I think it'd be hard to argue with the fact that Northwest is playing their best basketball this season.
Grill is a very physical team, but Matt, Northwest has handled physical teams pretty well this season.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, one thing that's tough about that, we've seen Northwest be able to play the finesse type of game and a physical type of game. With Pitt, they'd rather play physical. And if a game is called real tight, if you see a lot of foul calls in a ball game, that makes it tough for a team that really relies on the physicalness of the game. And so we'll kind of see how that plays out. Like I said, for Northwest, it doesn't really matter either way. They play such good defense. They can play physical if they need to, but they don't have to.
It's Northwest and Pittsburgh State. We'll be back and hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCullum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800. Also from the City of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and a 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nw-av.com. Also from East Hill Shopping Center at Belden Frederick in St. Joseph, East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to our pregame, joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCullum. And coach, good win for your team against Washburn on Thursday. It got out to a little bit of a lead there, but and had to hold them off a little bit down the stretch.
Yeah, I thought we executed well defensively in the half court in particular. Hit some shots. Offensively, our offense was clicking pretty well, and we were able to knock some stuff down. We even had probably more looks than we hit. You know, I think Connor had some great looks at the hoop, and he's not going to go like that again. So, we're excited about the challenge today, and hopefully our kids will be ready for it.
Well, fourth straight year that you've had a team into the semifinals of the conference tournament.
Yeah, I think our kids look forward to this tournament, and so does, all of the Bearcat followers, and so it's an important tournament to try to come down here and win, and we haven't won it yet. We need to do that. This is the year that we need to make sure that we get that done.
Now, on Thursday afternoon, there was a win against a Washburn team that defeated Northwest earlier this season. You got Pittsburgh State coming in here today, another team that defeated Northwest earlier in the year. Just talk a little bit about trying to gear up against a team that got one past you there down in Pittsburgh earlier this year.
Well, I think it gives you a heightened sense of focus. I don't know that it really affects you during the game as far as, hey, we need to get them back type of deal. It's more of a, hey, they beat us. We're going to have to compete to be able to beat them rather than if you go beat somebody by 30, all of a sudden you're like, wow, we can just roll over these guys. Just gives you that heightened focus in your preparations and throughout the game, understanding that you're going to have to compete for 40 minutes.
What are some of the things that have made Pittsburgh State successful this year?
They're really, really, really athletic and physical. I mean, that's just what they are. That's what they've always been. Is he likes athletes. He likes guys that are strong physically, and he likes guys that just drive really right at you and try to bully you.
The one guy that comes to mind, Gustafson, right off the bat there, he's had a very good season for their team.
You know, he's the beneficiary of a lot of good drivers, good passers, things of that nature. He doesn't make a lot of plays for himself. He just kind of runs around and shoots. And so, you know, with him, you just got to make sure you stay home and eliminate his easy buckets and hope that you can force him into tough shots.
And what are some of the big keys for today's matchup?
We're going to have to keep him out of the paint. You're going to have to box out. You're going to have to get back in transition. Anything athletic, you got to eliminate from their game. And so our kids need to be ready for that.
All right, Ben, thanks a lot, and talk to you later.
All right, thank you, John.
Hey, coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Veer Toller, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville, offering MyChart, an online resource for patients to access personal health information. More about St. Francis Hospital and Health Services is online at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com. Support also comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com. Also from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MarylandMo.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Jocksnitch Sporting Goods at 1st and Main in Maryville. Jocksnitch offers Bearcat sportswear from Adidas and Ping, as well as performance wear and apparel from Nike and Under Armour. More at jocksnitch.com. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Ryan Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net. Support also comes from Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at 1st and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More online at bittersweetfloral.com or 660-582-5700. Also from Store of Colors at 1st and Main in Maryville and on the North Belt Highway in St. Joseph. The Store of Colors supplies Benjamin Moore paint, flooring, window treatments, framing, and painting supplies. More at storeofcolors.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. We're just about 8 minutes away from a tip-off time. Northwest and Pittsburgh State in the semifinals of the MIAA postseason tournament. Let's check the starting lineups and for the Bearcats. It's the lineup they've gone with most of this season, with the exception of the four games that Justin Pitts was out with that high ankle sprain. Pitts in the starting lineup. He's the freshman of the year in the MIAA, a 5'9 freshman out of Blue Springs, averaging 16 points and 3 rebounds a game. Matt Wallace, a 6'1 senior out of Bellevue, Nebraska, also in the starting lineup, averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds per game. He's coming off a 12-point game and 9 assists in the matchup against Washburn Thursday afternoon. And he's also the defensive player of the year in the MIAA. And a fourth spot, Connor Kirker, a 6'2 junior out of nearby Overland Park, Kansas, in Blue Valley North. He averages 14 points and 4 rebounds a game and is a second-team All-MIAA performer, coming off a 3-point and 6-rebound game against Washburn. But in the first meeting with the Gorillas this season, had a heck of a game. He had 25 points against Pittsburgh State in Pittsburgh back in December. Zach Snyder, 6'7", sophomore out of Prairie Village, Kansas, in the lineup, averaging 12 points and 3 rebounds a game. He now holds the Northwest single-season record for most threes made in a game. That was held by Lewis Jones back in the 1988-89 season, and he broke that mark. He has 94 threes on this season. And he's also an honorable mention All-MIAA performer, had 15 points against Washburn. Inside, Grant Kozad, a 6'8 senior out of Kearney, Missouri. Leads the team in rebounds with 5 per game and averages 12 points a contest. He's also an honorable mention All-MIAA performer. All right, here in the background, the Northwest Missouri State men's team retaking the court here at Municipal Auditorium. Once again, a great crowd of the Northwest fans making the trip to Municipal Auditorium for this afternoon's game. For Pittsburgh State, their starting lineup, they'll have at a guard spot Javis Flynn, a 5'10 junior at Watonga, Oklahoma, and Pratt Community College, averages 6 points and 4 rebounds a game. And also starting at a forward is Josiah Gustafson, a player that we talked about in the pregame, averaging almost 16 points a contest and 4 rebounds. He scored 17 points against Northwest in the first meeting, but only had 6 to go along with 8 rebounds against Lindenwood on a Thursday afternoon. He's a 6'6 sophomore out of Omaha, Nebraska. Also at a forward, Devon Branch, a 6'6 senior of Aberdeen, Maryland, and a transfer to Pittsburgh State from the University of Oregon. He's been playing with a little bit of a tender ankle over a couple games ago, averaging 15 points and 4 rebounds a game. Now the forward is Trevor Gregory, a 6'7 sophomore at Lee Summit, Missouri. He had 13 points against Lindenwood. He averages 7 points a game and 4 rebounds. And also at a forward, Connor Kerr, a 6'6 senior in La Habra, California, and he transfers from St. Edward's University. He averages 5 points and 3 rebounds per game. As Matt mentioned a little bit earlier, this game matching up the co-coaches of the year in the MIAA for Northwest, Ben McCollum, and for Pittsburgh State, it's Kevin Muff. He's in his third season as head coach of the Gorillas, and is the 14th overall coach of Pittsburgh State, and Coach McCollum in his sixth season at the head of the helm of the Bearcats. And this is the fourth straight year he's taken a Northwest team to the semifinals of the MIAA postseason tournament. We'll be back, get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. Also from KFC, located on South Main across from Walmart in Maryville, KFC supplies Bearcat fans with chicken buckets and sides for tailgating. KFC also offers a daily buffet that is open from 10:30 a.m. until 8:30 p.m.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. And from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Support also comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor riverwalk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at sdjoenaturecenter.info. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest units and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, the site of the MIAA postseason tournament with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffrey. Our studio engineer this afternoon is Karen Lawrence. Northwest coming in 23-5. They won the regular season title in the MIAA with a 15-4 record. And for Pittsburgh State, they're 18-11, and they went through the regular season 12-7. They're the number 5 seed in this tournament. Northwest, the number 1 seed. Pittsburgh State coming off wins over Northeastern State and Lindenwood. Northwest had a bye in the first round, and they defeated Washburn Thursday afternoon 71-61. Kind of Gorder, again, a great atmosphere here at Municipal Auditorium.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, Bearcat fans out in full force today, which isn't a surprise when you think about how many fans were here for the Thursday noon game, which is really hard for a lot of fans to get to. But there were a bunch here on Thursday, and there's even more, as expected, here for the noon game Saturday in the semifinals.
Not only have they filled up the section reserve for them right behind us, we look on the opposite side of us, on the other side of the court, a lot of green over there, and it even stretches over to about the midcourt on to our right here, even.
Yeah, it definitely. This arena is dominated by green over red so far today.
Getting ready for the national anthem before the tip-off of this matchup. The winner of this will move into the championship game on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock as they'll face the winner of the Missouri Southern Central Missouri game, which comes up at the conclusion of this one. Right now, our national anthem. West Missouri State Pep Band. We're just a few moments away from tip-off time here at Municipal Auditorium again in Kansas City. And for the Bearcats, it's their fourth straight trip to the semifinals of this tournament. Northwest has had some success down here through the years.
Yeah, they have. That's one thing Coach McCullum talked about earlier this week is wanting to win a tournament title. He hasn't gotten a title yet. Obviously, they've gotten close, but they haven't gotten a title yet. And he's hoping this year may be the year. The last time the Northwest men won the tournament title was the 07-08 season, so it's been a little bit, but I think this year would be a good year to end that streak.
Northwest right now, the number three team in the Central Region. Pittsburgh State coming in at 18-11. They're pretty much on the bubble right now, and I think they're looking at most likely needing to win this tournament to get into the NCAA part of the tournament. Northwest on the other side. Some things can happen. It really looks like they're pretty much settled to go to Sioux Falls next week for the Central Region.
Yeah, that's right, and most likely the highest spot they can get to is the spot they're in right now. When you look at the two teams ahead of them, Augustana at number one and Minnesota State Moorhead at number two. Those two teams played in the NSIC Tournament Championship game on Tuesday, won by Augustana. So looks like most likely those seeds will stay. Maybe there's a chance if Northwest wins the tournament this weekend that Moorhead drops a spot. Who knows? But most likely that'll be the seedings. But really for Northwest, I don't think it matters. They'll just go off to South Dakota when it's time and play good basketball. Even if they end up with a loss today or tomorrow, I still like the way they're playing right now and like their chances in the NCAA tournament.
Starting lineups being introduced here at Municipal Auditorium. While we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. And the winner of this will face the winner of the game coming up right after this one between Missouri Southern and Central Missouri. Hey, Gorder, that's going to be a fun matchup as well.
Yeah, it really will. I mean, those two teams, just the way the styles of basketball that they play, I think will really make for a fun matchup to watch in that ball game and make for a tough championship opponent no matter who wins that game as well.
What do you see as some of the keys to this matchup?
Well, again, it's Northwest defensively. They just need to play solid defense. Obviously, every team's going to have their top players, which Northwest has, for the most part, done a pretty good job against. The one key, I think, in the first game and why Pittsburgh was able to get a win was Javis Flynn. Flynn had 14 points in that ball game. He only scored in double digits four times this year, so it wasn't, five times this year. It wasn't a very often occurrence, but I think he was a big key in that ballgame.
You know, another key will be Trey Sparks. He wasn't suited up the first time Northwest faced Pittsburgh State. He's a guy that became eligible shortly after that, so he's been giving them, I guess, pardon the pun, a spark off the bench. So I don't know, somebody will watch for later as well. Officials for today, Will Lind, along with John Henderson and Robert Felder. The tip is controlled by Pittsburgh State as they go from our right to our left in their traveling red uniforms with the gold and white trim, Northwest Missouri State, and their home white uniforms with the green numerals and trim. Off the left side, on the left wing with it is Flynn. Flynn takes it to the free throw line. Puts the pass back left side for Gustafson. Gustafson to the top of the key. Out front. In a tap out front. Expires the dribble. Looks right side near the timeline and gets it to Devon Grant. Grant with nine on the shot clock. Goes to the left wing. Out fence, takes the jumper, up and it's off the front of the rim, no, from 15, and the rebound, Connor Crooker inside for Pittsburgh State, rather for Northwest, and out the left side for Pitts as Northwest goes from our left to our right in this first half. Pass from the right side, gets it to Crooker. Out of the right wing, finds Walsh, baseline right side, wide open, Kozad takes a 15-foot jumper, and that's it down. And Northwest Missouri State. In front, 2-0. On the left side, off the left wing goes Branch. Branch goes slow in the box, whistle, and we've got a target by Kozad. He's able to slide over and force the charge inside coming up on Pittsburgh State.
Yeah, Gregory knocked him to the floor and then tripped over him and went to the floor himself after committing the foul.
Trevor Gregory, a 6'7 sophomore at Lee Summit, picks up his first foul and the team's first. Again, 2-0, the score, Northwest Missouri State in front. Now with it on the left, on full court pressure out of Pittsburgh State as inbound comes to Wallace. Wallace will dribble across the timeline off the right side and goes out into the front court. Okay, man-to-man defense out of Pittsburgh State, and his dribble is stolen away by Devon Branch. Branch to the free throw line, goes right side into the corner for Kerr. Kerr takes the jumper and knocks it down. So Kerr with a three-pointer from the right side makes it a 3-2 game, Pittsburgh State. In front of Northwest, driving the lane the other way, quickly scoring was Justin Pitts as he lays it up and in, and it's a 4-3 lead for Northwest now over Pittsburgh State. Out front, they go now into the left corner, and they get it left side on the baseline for Branch. Now back out top right side, Flynn knocks down another three. Davis Flynn with his first bucket of the game. Pittsburgh State, sixth in MIAA in three-point shooting percentage. The Bearcats coming in as the number one team in the conference in three-point shooting. 6-4 game. Pittsburgh State in front of Northwest. Off of the right side, Wallace. And hands off and brings it to Crooker. Crooker. Bounce pass, baseline right, Wallace. Kicks it back out front left. Pitts, quick pass, left corner. There's Snyder with a three attempt. Rattles around, out. And a whistle on a fight for the rebound inside. And this will come up on Grant Kozad, who's tried to tap that ball away, but picks up the foul. That'll be his first. Two-point game, Pittsburgh State in front of Northwest. Flynn will take him across midcourt and bring it to the top of the key. What's on the right wing, gets it to Gustafson. Bounce pass low in the blocks off the right side. Inside for Gregory, and Gregory puts it up and in. That's his first bucket of the game. And a four-point gorilla lead over Northwest. 17-34 left in the first half. Wallace to the free throw line, baseline right side. Kozad takes another jumper from 15, knocks it in. Grant 2-for-2 from that spot on the floor. He's been wide open both times. Northwest down by 2, 8-6. On the left side, Branch. Guarded by Wallace. Branch averages 15 points a game. And he gets his travel violations. Kozad stood out in a trap. And the turnover will give it to Northwest. Kozad will inbound. Give it to Wallace. And they will give it to Pitt, still in the backcourt. Pitts being met by Flynn as he takes it into the front court left side. Between the circles, gets a pick by Snyder, gives it to Snyder left side. Back with one dribble to Wallace. Wallace out front with the dribble now. Looks on the left wing for Pitts. Pitts gets a screen by Kozad. Pulls up And the ball knocked loose briefly by Flynn, picked up by Pitts. Pitts with 10 on the shot clock, dribbles through traffic through the lane, left side, goes up on the shot. Whoa, short rebound pulled down by Gustafson for Pittsburgh State. Now it goes to Flynn, into the front court to the top of the key. Out of care. Right side pass for Flynn, takes it to the top of the circle, free throw line left, goes cross court, and stepping right in front of that pass with Matt Wallace. Another steal for Wallace. And that's his 54th of the season. He goes into the front court left side. Gets a pick by Cozad. Takes it to the top of the key. Finds underneath on the pick and roll. Cozad up with a shot after ball fake. Ball knocked out of bounds. Well, it's just about a split second late in finding Cozad inside. He is wide open off that pick and roll. Wallace will inbound baseline right. But before he does, Dakota Jones, a freshman out of Warrensburg, Missouri, to come into the game. And takes the place of Branch. Inbound Wallace on the right wing. To the top of the key with the dribble. Looks offside. Wide open on the wing. Snyder, a three attempt. Rims out. And the rebound inside. Pulled away by Denton Hayes, who's checked in for the Gorillas as well. Gives it into the front court for Flynn. Flynn to the top of the key. Goes cross court left side. Jones. Jones. Through the lane he goes. Drives. Banks it and hits it. Just off the bench, into the ball game, knocks down his first bucket. It's a four-point Gorilla lead in front of Northwest, 10-6 with 15:50 left in the first half. Wallace out front, pulls up, goes baseline right, Kirker drives the baseline. Now lobs into the left corner, wide open, Snyder, three, nothing but that. That knocks down his first bucket of the game, pulls Northwest within one, 10-9. 15.5 minutes left in the first half. Between the circles, Kerr. Out front, Gustafson. Back right side, Kerr. At the free throw line, the pass goes to Hayes. Now to Flynn. Cross court right side, Kerr. Left-handed dribble as he drives. Stepping out was Snyder. Snyder falls to the floor, but will pick up the foul as well. That'll be his first. And we got a timeout. 15-15 left in the first half. Pittsburgh State 10, Northwest Missouri State 9. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at maryvillemo.org.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
This Bearcat broadcast is underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertuller, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
15-15 left in the first half. A one-point game. Pittsburgh State in front of Northwest. 10-9 with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. That's so far pretty much what we expected out of this game.
Yeah, I mean, any MIAA tournament game for at least a while is probably going to be close. I know Northwest was able to pull away a little bit against Washburn. Kind of wore Washburn down a little bit the other day. But, you know, Pittsburgh State, like we talked about in the pregame, playing for their basketball lives. If they want to play next week, they've probably got to win this tournament, and they're playing like that right now.
Inbound goes to Kerr off the left side in the corner, brings it out left, and they find Dakota Jones. Out of a weave out to the top of Keith Flynn. Now they weave it left side for Kerr. Kerr takes it out front. Hands off to Gustafson. He'll bring out front where he's checked off by Doherty. Checked in during that break. Playing in place of Cozad. Shot clock at 17. Dribbling into the left corner goes Gustafson. Pulls up his dribble. Bounce pass out front. Left side for Hayes. And they bring it out right for Flynn. Shot clock's at 8. Free throw line goes Flynn. Love to pass into the right corner. They drive to the baseline. And that is Kerr. Looks in the lane. Ball knocked loose by Doherty. Goes out of bounds as the shot clock's out. Good defense out of Northwest.
You know, until there was 10 seconds on the shot clock, the Gorillas had no interest in even getting inside the arc to try to take it to the hole. And they just got in a little bit of a hurry because they ran out of time. And Northwest, again, with another good defensive stand.
Wallace will take the inbound. He's being pressured by Javis Flynn as he goes into the front court left side. Now drives left of the free throw line. Now at the top of the key finds Justin Pitts. Pitts dribbles right side. Now back left. And goes underneath, wide open, Doherty up with a shot fake. His shot then blocked away inside. Blocked away by Hayes, and here comes Pittsburgh State. Across the timeline, Jones. Cats get back quickly on defense. Then off the left wing to the top of the key. They work that weave once again. Kerr on the high dribble goes left side and gets it into the left corner for Gustafson. Drives the baseline, gets it back out front right side. Flynn, 15 on the shot clock. Flynn dribbles through the lane to the left baseline. Brings it back out. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Now Pittsburgh State looks to go to the bucket. Into the left corner, they find Kerr with 6 on the shot clock. Now left side pass. Goes off up top of the key. Dakota Jones, 1 on the shot clock. The pops up and another shot clock violation.
2 straight trips down the floor. That's Bearcat defense right there.
Again, Matt, it's similar as what you're talking about a little bit earlier, where they really weren't even looking for a shot until they got to 10 on the shot clock, and then Northwest just shut them down.
Yeah, and they were a little more aggressive that time, but still just couldn't get anything really close to the paint.
Still a one-point game. Northwest Missouri State down 10-9. Across the timeline, Pitts dribbles through traffic, ball off his knee, and it rolls underneath the bucket and goes out of bounds. Cozad into the game, Doherty to the sideline for Northwest. 13-33 left in the first half, a 10-9 game, Northwest trailing Pittsburgh State. The winner moves into the championship game of the conference tournament and will face the winner of the second Missouri Southern game, which comes up after this. On the right wing, Gustafson for Pittsburgh State. Drives on Kirker to the baseline, spins, lost the handle, and goes into the lane. The ball caroms out, picked up by the Gorillas. Jones out between the circles, will dribble left side. Checked off into a trap with Cozad and Wallace, and goes cross court left side to get a travel violation. As that trap forced Jones to rush things and gets called for the travel. Northwest have caused two shot clock violations and now a turnover off of travel on the last three possessions by Pittsburgh State. Cats will inbound. Unfortunately for Northwest, they haven't taken advantage of it at their end of the floor. Wallace into the front court to the top of the key. Goes right baseline. Kirker sets up. Takes the three-point attempt off the front of the rim. No. Fight for the board inside. It will go off of Branch out of bounds as he fought for the rebound with Snyder. Cats will inbound. Wallace goes to the sideline, and Anthony Woods comes into the ballgame. One-point game. Northwest Missouri State trailing. Kirker off the baseline left. Lobs inbound at the elbow left side for Cozad. Back to Kirker left wing. It gets a screen by Cozad. Now top right side for Pitts. Pitts dribbles and gives it right side Snyder. Snyder on the wing right to Woods. Shot clock's at 23 as Woods dribbles to the free throw line. Bounce pass right for Snyder. Three on the way. Off the front of the rim, no. Rebound tipped on it. Karams into the lane. Cozad now drives after it in the lane. Finally controlled by Pittsburgh State. As they go right to left with it. Again, the Trace Sparks who then hands off to Flynn, and he'll take it across the timeline. Sparks, a 6-foot junior out of Springfield, is able to the top of the key. Pulls up, goes cross-court right side for Flynn. Into the right corner, Jones. Flynn at the top of the key. Sets up, open, takes the three and knocks it down. Davis Flynn wide open out top. His second three of the game, and makes it a 13-9 Gorilla lead over Northwest. Cats haven't taken advantage offensively. They missed some opportunities. Right side pass by Woods is stolen and is picked up by Flynn on the break into the front court left side. Top of the key is Sparks. Sparks to the free throw line, through the lane, jump stop, up with it in lane, rims around it out. Rebound inside Northwest, and Woods comes away with the board. 13-9, Northwest Missouri State trailing with 11:44 left in the half. Woods to the top of the key, pulls up. Out between the circles now. Sparks on him, needs someone to help out. Here comes Pitts, pops out, takes the pass near the timeline. Guarded by Jones. Dribbles right side, down the lane he goes. Scoop layup off the glass, and will go, but it wasn't a foul. Coming up on Pittsburgh State. And this one will go on Dakota Jones. That'll be Jones first, as Pitts was able to drive by him to the bucket. 11:30 left in the first half. It's Northwest Missouri State trailing Pittsburgh State 13-9. We'll be back to Kansas City Municipal Auditorium right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online, live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Back in Kansas City, Municipal Auditorium, Northwest Missouri State, trailing Pittsburgh State 13-9. Matt Gorder, neither team right now is really lighting it up offensively.
No, that's exactly right. And, you know, for Northwest, obviously they're going to keep Pitt from being real strong offensively because they do that against just about everybody. But Northwest hasn't had a point since that three-pointer by Zach Snyder about 4 minutes ago.
Pitt's at the free throw line. Knocks down the first of two as he is fouled driving to the bucket before the timeout. Three-point game. Northwest Missouri State trails Pittsburgh State 13-10. Second free throw by Pitts. Rims in. 13-11 game. Northwest Missouri State down. Dakota Jones into the front court. Will go between the circles. Goes left side. Gustafson now off the left wing branch. Out front, Sparks. Spins into the lane. Drives on Snyder. Takes the jumper too hard. Kozad with the rebound. Northwest. Gives it to Pitts. He'll hand off to Wallace and he'll take it across midcourt. Northwest from our left to our right in this first half. Wallace to the top of the key. Goes left side, finds Crooker. Crooker to the free throw line, left baseline, left side pass for Kozad. Brings it back out front, left Crooker. Out between the circles now for Pitts. Shot clock's at 16. Pitts dribbles to the right wing, right corner Wallace. Wallace with the dribble to the right wing with 7 on the shot clock. Cross court left Snyder, open on the wing, 3 on the way off the front of the rim. No, and the rebound inside to Grant Jan, Pittsburgh State. He'll slow it up as he crosses midcourt left side as he casts out back quickly on defense. Out of Sparks between the circles. Gets that out a year and a half after going to Arkansas Tech from Missouri County Community College. That's on the right side. Finds Gustafson. Out front as Kozad steps out. Gustafson lost the handle briefly and will give it left for Sparks. Sparks to the free throw line. Double team. Lost it into the lane. And the ball knocked away from behind by Wallace. Dives after the ball out there to the left wing. And we'll get it to Pitts. Good hustle by Matt Wallace.
Wow.
Knocked the ball away, then dove after it out near the wing. And Northwest with it after the turnover to the top of the key. Pitts accelerates through the lane to the bucket. Left-handed layup. Good. Got by his man out on the perimeter. No one stepped over in the lane to slow him down. Northwest Missouri State's tied this game up at 13. Branch off the right side. Trying to find a cutter. Now we'll dribble into a trap out front. Kozad and Ross goes away as Crooker picks up the pass. Crooker races down the floor. Up for the left-handed runner. Won't go, but a foul by Devon Branch. And that's basically a frustration foul by Branch after committing the turnover. Once we get Connor to the free throw line. He'll shoot two. 13 foul on Pitt State. Northwest with two team fouls in this first half. Connor Kirker, an 83% shooter this season at the line. The left-hander puts the first one up and in. Woods and Doherty into the game. Kozad and Pitts to the sideline. Also Dakota Jones to the bench. And Trey Sparks goes to the sideline for Pitt State as Davis Flynn re-enters the game. Also Connor Kerr back into the game. Kirker's second free throw is good. Northwest regains the lead. They're up 15-13 with 9:36 left in the first half. Into the front court off the right side, Flynn. To the top, the key left, Gustafson. Out of care out front. Looks right wing, Flynn. Flynn, a dangerous three-point shooter, tries to drive and a whistle and a foul. Matt Wallace with a little bump out on the perimeter. Gets called for the foul. That'll be his first. Matt coming off a good game against Washburn Thursday afternoon. He had 12 points, 9 assists, and 6 rebounds. And it went over the Ichabods. Now we have a little bit of pushing and shoving underneath the bucket as the Gorillas get ready to inbound. Devon Branch trying to position up with the Woods there. And Will Lynn, one of the officials, telling the two to calm down just a bit. Flynn off the baseline right, looks to inbound. And lobs all the way up front for Kerr, who leans up and brings it down over Snyder. Now to Flynn. Flynn to the top of the key. Dribbles left side on the wing and hands off out of that. We've got a foul coming up on Flynn. Just called for a moving screen there, and Flynn will pick up his first foul.
And there have been a couple of times where Northwest has wanted a foul call on bad screens by Pitt, haven't gotten them until that point.
Wallace across midcourt, goes to the right wing. Being shadowed by Branch, pulls up at the top. And gets it to Connor Kirker out near midcourt left side. Connor now to the top for Key with the dribble. Gets a screen by Doherty. Now the pick and roll. Doherty into lane with the dribble. Knocked loose inside and picked up by Pittsburgh State. Flynn into the front court right side. Finds Kerr trailing on the play. On the left for Branch. Dribble to the left baseline. Inside North taking jumper from 17. Will go. Rebound tip from Wallace to Woods. And Northwest will have the ball with 8:43 left in the first half. And a 2-point lead. 15-13. Woods into the front court. Dribbles out front. And throws to the baseline left for Wallace, who chases it down. He'll bring it to the left wing. Now out front with the dribble. Cross court right side pass for Connor Crooker. It's a screen by Doherty. Now to Wallace on the left wing. Out front, Branch. 10 on the shot clock. Branch drives the lane to the bucket. Rejected off the right side off the backboard. And really trailing on the play. Comes up with it. Goes up with the shot and is fouled. As Romaine Yang was there to block that off the backboard. But Doherty was there to pick up the carom. Doherty will go to the line to shoot two. And for Brett Doherty, 45% shooter this season at the line. And his first one off the back of the rim. Second free throw. Rims in. So Brett gets one of two at the free throw line and gives Northwest a 3-point lead, 16-13. And we got a timeout now at Pittsburgh State. Wants to talk things over. 16-13. Northwest Missouri State up with 8:17 left in this first half. We'll keep it right here. Matt Gorder, Northwest, regaining the lead.
Yeah, and, you know, while 3 points not a big lead, the momentum that Northwest has gained over the last couple of minutes of this ball game, Coach Kevin Muff for Pittsburgh State recognizing that, wants to see if maybe he can slow that momentum down, because not only do you get this timeout to try to slow Northwest down a little bit, at the next or maybe a couple of dead balls from now, you're going to get a media timeout as well, which kind of slows the momentum Northwest has picked up twice in a short period of time. So maybe one reason why you see Coach Muff calling that timeout right now.
8:17 left in the half, and Northwest up 16-13. Cats come out of the timeout with Wallace along with Schneider, Kirker, Woods, and Kozad. Davis Flynn will take it across the timeline, met by Wallace. They work that weave once again as Branch will take it out front. Now back to Flynn on the left wing. Out front of the pass for Gustafson. Goes right to the lane, through the lane, drives, shot on the way at the front of the rim. No, Gustafson puts it high in the air, and it's spiked out front, chased down at the timeline by Flynn. And out of Gustafson. On the right side, trying to go one-on-one with Crooker, stepping out as Kozad, who knocks the dribble away, but it's picked up by Gustafson. Gustafson will dribble to the top of the key. Pass, pass, right side, goes to Branch. Near the right sideline, now drives on Woods. Through the lane he goes, banks it, a little too hard, rebound, tip, and controlled by Northwest. As Connor Crooker clears it away, and will give it up to Wallace. Now to Woods, he'll go across midcourt left side. 7:33 left in the half, Northwest up by three. Woods dribbles right with it. Fires the dribble, finds Connor Kirker, who pops out. We'll take it. Go cross court left side for Wallace. Now left wing finds Schneider, drives the baseline. They shot off the glass good with the runner by Zach Schneider. He has 5 points, and Northwest up 18-13.
And just the 7th 2-point basket for Zach Schneider this year.
Hanging with the low left side. Out of a double team, spins in the lane, up with a shot, rims in. Bangler there knocks it down, and it's now an 18-15 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. Just under 7 minutes left in the first half. Woods into the front court left side, takes it to the top of the key. Now cross court left for Schneider. Schneider's right-handed dribble hands off to Woods, right wing. Now Woods just called for the travel violation. Now, I think if Woods would have kept that dribble going, he had a pretty nice angle to the bucket off the right of the lane, but just called for the travel, and we've got a timeout. 6:40 left in this first half. Northwest Missouri State 18, Pittsburgh State 15. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and many other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. National Investors provides classes on legal documents and 401k alternatives. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
6:40 left in the first half. Northwest in front of Pittsburgh State, 18-15. Plus 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. For the Bearcats, Justin Pitts back into the ballgame. Pitts along with Crooker, Snyder, Wallace, and Koza, the original starting five for the Cats. Dakota Jones enters the game during that timeout for Pittsburgh State. He'll take it to the right wing. Out front with the pass for Branch. Branch wants to find Trevor Gray, where he started the game. He hasn't seen a lot of time in this first half. Out to Jones, right side. Jones gets a screen by Gregory. Dribbles to the left wing. Off that weave. They bring out front. Branch now down the lane right. He hooks it into the left corner with the pass. And a jumper on the way. Nothing but net from that left corner. As it's knocked down by Kerr in that left corner. Now an 18-17 game. Northwest Missouri State up by one. Wallace into the front court left side. Pulls up. Looks on the left wing. Connor Crooker sets up. Wants the three. Runs around. Out. Rebound into lane. Flynn for Pittsburgh State. Drills now with a chance to take the lead this trip down to the floor. On the left side, they get the pass on the wing to Kerr. Comes out front for Flynn. Flynn looking back left side. Kerr open, takes the jumper, and it rims around and out with a rebound quicker for Northwest. Cats up by one, 18-17, 5:39 left in at the first half. Hits across midcourt left side. Between the circles, hooks the pass left wing for Snyder. Baseline left, finds Wallace into the left corner. Wallace will bring it back out as Northwest sets up the offense with 16 on the shot clock. Left wing pass for Snyder. Low left for Kozan. Trying to post up inside with Gregory. Holds it. Now fadeaway jumper from Tim. Knocks it down. This time off the left side. Hit a couple jumpers off the right side earlier in this half. It gives Northwest a three-point lead, 20-17. Just over 5 minutes left in the first half. Flynn into the front court. Goes out front right side for Kerr. Out of Jones. Between the circles, Branch. Branch trapped in that false trap by Northwest. Goes right side, Jones. Jones on the right wing. Now they got that trip trap again out front. Cross court left side pass on the wing. Finds Kerr. Kerr brings it to the free throw line. 10 on the shot clock. Now to Branch right wing. His trouble stolen by who else? Matt Wallace. Out it goes through. Pitch. Nice to the bucket on the right side. Moves it up and in. And another timeout. Pittsburgh State.
Yeah, this Bearcat defense just has Penn State uncomfortable offensively. They're just not sure what to do against it, and Coach Muff going to try to work on that with his timeout.
Northwest up 22-17, 4:34 left in at the first half. A low-scoring first half, but really, Matt, both teams playing some pretty good defense.
You know, Pittsburgh State with 9 turnovers in this first half, and 5 for Northwest, which is a little bit higher number for Northwest than what you're used to seeing in this point in the game. So I think that can be attributed to Pittsburgh State as well. But, you know, these two teams are just absolutely battling here today. It's been a great semifinal so far.
Cats came into this game leading the nation in fewest turnovers and a second lowest per game with just 9.1 per game. But total turnovers just as the fewest in Division II basketball coming into this week's action.
And, you know, in the first meeting between the two teams, the two-point win by Pitt State, Northwest had one more turnover than Pitt, 14-13. So that another potential difference in that game.
Went into the front court to the top of the key. They work the weave left side for Jones. Jones down the right side drives as Doherty knocks the ball loose off the block and into the lane. Snyder clears it away as he falls to the floor, gets his pass to Pitts, and he'll take it across the timeline left to right. 22-17, Northwest Missouri State in front with 4:13 left in the first half. Pitts dribbles right side on Flynn. Now out between the circles, looks right wing for Connor Crooker. Crooker with that left-handed dribble back cross court left for Snyder to the left wing Pitts. Pitch dribble nearly stolen away by Flynn. Finds Kirk on the right side. 10 on the shot clock. Kirk to the right baseline. Out front for Pitts. 6 on the shot clock. Pitts face right. Goes left to the free point. Kicks it left side. Wallace on the wing. Open. 3 rims around it out. And the rebound Jones for the Gorillas. 22-17. Northwest Missouri State up with 3:40 left in the first half. Cutter Jones on the left wing. Right handed dribble. Tapped out front. Bounce pass left side. Now to Davis Flynn. Flynn to the free throw line. Flynn on the baseline, cutting to the bucket. Branch whistling a foul. Wallace will get called for the foul. This will be Matt's second foul. And a break in the action now with 3:27 left in the first half. It's Northwest 22, Pittsburgh State 17. Back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak. Watkins True Value provides outdoor power equipment from steel, including chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and shredders. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
3:27 left in the first half. Northwest in front of Pittsburgh State 22-17. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer this afternoon is Karen Wartz. Semi-final round game of the MIAA postseason tournament at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. Savon Branch fouled before the timeout. Just the fourth team foul on Northwest in the half, but Branch in the act of shooting goes to the line to shoot two. Branch, a 76% shooter on the year, his free throw rolls in. It's his first point of the game. Averages 15 a contest. Tweaked an ankle earlier this week as he backed out on the floor here for his second free throw. University of Oregon transferred to the Gorilla program and knocks down the second. Trey Sparks into the game as Branch goes to the sideline. Sparks had 11 points against Lindenwood Thursday afternoon. Inbound Kozak goes to Anthony Woods. Some full court pressure out of Pitt State. They get a few pits now, so he'll take it across midcourt left side. Man-to-man defense out of the Gorillas. Both teams have played man-to-man this afternoon. Pitts to the top of the key. Bounce pass baseline right. Woods up with a shot off the glass. Good. Hung in the air as Sparks went by. A great hang time by Anthony Woods. He has his first puck of the game. Just went west to 24-19 lead. Flynn at the free throw line. Hooks a pass right wing. Gustafson at 3 on the way. Knocks it down. Josiah Gustafson at his first puck of the game. And it's now a 24-22 contest. Northwest up by 2. Woods accelerates across the midcourt right side on Flynn. Now finds Justin Pitts for Northwest. Northwest with two players off the right side. Pitch to the top of the key. Looks on the right wing. Kirker. Face left. Goes right to the baseline. Through the lane. Now finds Kozad at elbow on the right side. Snyder between the circles. Back to Kirker. Hit on the shot clock. Kirker down the lane. A little runner from 8 feet out. Won't go short up in front of the rim. Fight for the board on the baseline. Out of bounds. Gustafson fought forward with his teammate Flynn. It's out of bounds belonging to the Bearcats. 2:25 left in the half. Northwest in front by 2. 24-22. Woods will inbound midway between the bucket and the left corner. Inbound goes at the elbow left side for Kozad. Kozad is knocked out of his hands by Jang, and it's loose on the floor. Diving at the ball, Dakota Jones goes out of bounds on the left sideline, and Northwest will inbound now off the left sideline.
We talked about how Flynn was a difference in the first matchup because of his scoring, one of his few double-digit gains. But I think today he's being a difference defensively. He's kept up with Justin Pitts about as well as we've seen anybody this year so far.
Inbound goes to Pitts. He's out near midcourt off that left side. Gets a screen by Kozad. Dribbles down the lane right side. Hits it high off the glass and good. Justin Pitts in the double figures with 10. 26-22. Northwest Missouri State in front. Flynn for the Gorillas goes right side for Gustafson. Now trapped out front. Escozad stepped out. They get it to Sparks. Sparks to the top of Key. Spins down the lane, left side. Cross court right side. Pass for Dakota Jones. Jones, left side on the wing. Flynn loves it. Cross court right side. Gustafson, low right side. And it's out of Jones. Hands out of bounds. He's trying to make a spin move toward the bucket. And the Cats will get it off the turnover. 26-22, Northwest Missouri State up with 1:41 left in the first half. Pitch being pressured in the backcourt by Davis Flynn. Now takes it across midcourt left. Flies to the top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Goes cross court right side, Connor Cricker. Connor getting a screen by Kozad. Hooks a pass right wing for Anthony Woods. Woods to the free throw line. Cross court left for Snyder. Shot clock's down to 10 seconds. 1:14 left in the half. Fits out between the circles. Hits right side Woods. 5 on the shot clock. Dribbles right baseline. Fadeaway jumper off the back of the rim. Rebound Sparks inside for the Gorillas. 26-22. Northwest Missouri State in front. Just over a minute left in the half. Flynn to the top of the key. Looks left wing. Gets it to Dakota Jones. Now to Sparks. To the free throw line. Stops. Takes the jumper gun. Grace Sparks with his first back of the game. Makes it a 2-point contest. Northwest Missouri State up by 2, 26-24. And the Cats want a timeout.
You know, one thing we've seen from Pittsburgh State as this half has gone along is they have gotten a little bit more comfortable offensively. Early on in the game, Northwest really had them stifled, and they weren't real sure what to do. But they have adjusted well as this half has gone on and do look a lot more comfortable moving the basketball around and getting some open looks earlier in the shot clock than what they were earlier in the game.
Pittsburgh State right now shooting 50% from the field, 9 of 18. Northwest 45%. They're 10 of 22. Uncharacteristically for Northwest, man. Northwest just 1 of 8 from three-point range.
Yeah, and Zach Snyder, a guy you usually look to kind of get them started from three-point range, just 1 of 5 himself.
Kozak getting ready to inbound right in front of us. Also, Coach Ben McCollum talking to Will Linton, one of the officials, having a nice conversation. And I do mean having a little fun there. Across the timeline, left side goes Wallace. Wallace picked up by Dakota Jones, takes it to the top of the key. Finds Kozad, baseline left off the pick and roll, puts it up and in traffic. 8 points for Kozad, 28-24, Northwest Missouri State in front. Matt, I think if they find Kozad a little bit quicker out of that pick and roll, he's going to be wide open. And we've seen it several times where he's been just a little bit late getting that pass to him. With 21 seconds left in the half, Northwest Missouri State in front by 4. Pittsburgh State looking for the last shot as Sparks just palms the ball out near the timeline. Now go with the dribble with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Down the lane right, he wants to go one-on-one with it, knocked out of bounds by Kozad, and whistle coming up. I think they're going to draw a foul on Northwest, and this one will go on Pitts. That will be Pitts' first foul. With 5.7 seconds left in the half. And this will get Sparks to the free throw line. Sparks, a 79% shooter on the year at the line. And he set out a year and a half of working in Springfield, his hometown, when he decided to get back into basketball. And they had a connection with one of the assistant coaches at Pittsburgh State. And they were able to bring him over to the girls here at the semester break. Yeah, Sparks knocks down the first free throw. 28-25, Northwest Missouri State in front. Six-foot junior, deep breath, deep in, and second free throw is good. They go to the sideline as Devon Branch re-enters the game for the Gorillas. Pitt State also going into full court pressure as Northwest will inbound with a 2-point lead. Kozad gets the inbound to Matt Wallace. Accelerates down the right sideline behind the back of the dribble to the top of the key. Finds Pitts on the left wing. The long three is short as the buzzer sounds to end the first half. So Northwest will go into the locker room at halftime with a 2-point lead over Pittsburgh State. Northwest 28, Pittsburgh State 26. We'll be back to the Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City right after this 1-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from Nike, Brooks, Asics, and New Balance, as well as fashion boots for women and work boots. More at 660-582-4641.
At the half, Northwest Missouri State up by 2, 28-26 as they leave Pittsburgh State in this semifinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament. Again, the winner will face Missouri, the winner of the Missouri Southern Central Missouri game, which comes up immediately after this one here at Municipal. Hey, Gorder, we've had pretty much what we expected, a physical game and a game where defense has really played an important role.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, it's going to be that way in the second half. But these coaches know that you've got to play strong defense in the postseason to get wins, and they've been doing that so far, forcing some turnovers. Now, Northwest late in the half didn't turn the ball over as much as they did earlier in the half, and Cats did force 10 turnovers out of Pittsburgh State. Now, Pitt only had 13 for the game the first time around between these two teams, so hopefully Northwest can keep up that defensive pressure in the second half.
And we are at the half of Northwest Missouri State in front by 2 over Pittsburgh State, 28-26. We'll come back and we'll hear from the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. That's coming up right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville, offering MyChart, an online resource for patients to access personal health information. More about St. Francis Hospital and Health Services online at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice, specializing in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Welcome back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. Northwest up by 2 at halftime, 28-26 as they leave Pittsburgh State. Joined now at the half by the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. And Dr. Jasinski, this has been a heck of a game so far, hasn't it?
Unbelievable, John. You know, that defense is incredible for both teams, really. But, you know, about 3 minutes left, I think one team, Pitt State, had like 18 points. Incredible.
And what a battle here. But let's just kind of look behind where we're at our broadcast station here at the floor and look up an awful lot of green here at this. And the turnout in Kansas City for this for Bearcat fans, it's always incredible every year, but it's something else this year.
John, we talk about that. You know, Thursday we had the noon game, and we had a great crowd then. Then you look up here, but then you look on the other side, too, and then in the end zones, and it just shows what Bearcat Nation's all about. Bearcats travel and Bearcats support, and we just are so appreciative of that connection that Bearcats have.
And I know Kansas City is a very important market for Northwest Missouri State University. You're doing a lot of things, not only athletically, but academically, to really get you into the Kansas City market here.
Well, again, we've got some great partners. It's all about teamwork, right, and partnership. And what we've got is a set of businesses, 250 to be exact, about anyways, and then 7 school districts, North Kansas City school districts in general, called our program Northland CAPS, the Center for Applied Professional Studies. And Northland CAPS is a program that we're just so proud of because it's those business partners that help drive that momentum. It's the K-12, some beautiful, beautiful school districts that are just doing great work. We're so proud to partner with them. Metro Community College here in Kansas City, our good friend Chancellor Mark James. And I'll tell you what, you bring all those people together, it's all about student success. So we're very pleased with that partnership. And in fact, John, I was down in Jefferson City yesterday. The Hawthorne Foundation is a fiscal agent for a couple of grants that we've received. One for that Missouri Innovation Campus, and I'm talking about Northland CAPS. And we had business leaders, governmental leaders from around the state yesterday in Jefferson City. And they were talking about how Northwest is disrupting from a position of strength.
And I know you talked about student success, but it's something where everyone benefits out of this particular program. You talked about your partners down here. They benefit, Northwest benefits, and the students all benefit from it.
Well, no question about it. You know, it's all about the students and getting them into the businesses and understanding, you know, the interpersonal skills and really the apprenticeship skills, getting them ready to not just finish high school strong, but get into college and get that pipeline going so you can shrink that time to degree and the cost to degree. So I just can't say enough about our partners down here. They're just such wonderful people. That's what partnerships are all about. And it's something that we're actually presenting nationally, by the way, next weekend, next Sunday. We've got a national presentation about the Northland Camps program.
Now, you talked about disruption. I know at the faculty and staff meeting to start this particular trimester, that's a word that you really brought up and wanted to talk about positive disruption on campus.
Without question, you know, disruption, I suppose, can be negative, but we're talking about disrupting from a position of strength. Our industry is going through massive change, as most sectors are. And so, not to be nonchalant about it, or rather matter of fact, but we have to disrupt or be disrupted. And, you know, we're choosing to disrupt. And it comes down to focusing on what the needs are of the economy, focusing on what the needs are of the students. I mean, two examples recently and one upcoming. Our dietetics program just went through a pretty massive accreditation visit, and of course with just beautiful results there. And our computer science information systems group just hosted an incredible advisory committee, industry professionals that help us be cutting edge in terms of curriculum and teaching and so on. And then even our communication mass media folks have a advisory committee meeting coming up this Friday, I believe it is.
And again, getting back to Kansas City here at Municipal Auditorium, and we talked about this at the outset with the great turnout here, but this is just a great event that Northwest takes advantage of, not only with alumni, you've got the students, the pep band that gets a chance to really shine down here. We had the steppers out here at halftime, the cheerleaders, just a lot of different segments of the Northwest community gets involved with this event every year.
It is green, and it's a mean green machine out there. You're right, you hit all the segments out there, and you, even out here at halftime entertainment, you got some green out there. But John, what's amazing, you know, if you think about our basketball team, you know, Coach McCollum has got them playing at a very high level. We all know that. But it's been a team sport throughout the year, and I listen to you guys in the broadcast. Thanks, by the way, for what you guys do, Matt, you, and the whole Bearcat sports crew. But, you know, Coach McCollum preaches team, and you see that each and every game. And when you sing it the first half here at a beautiful, beautiful, historic arena.
Yeah, that's certainly a fun team to watch, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right, well, Dr. Zabisky, thanks a lot for being with us.
All right, hope to see you tomorrow and next weekend, John.
All right, sounds
all right,
good.
Thank
sounds
you.
Good. You bet. And we are at the half, Northwest Missouri State up at halftime, 28-26. A Levy, Pittsburgh State. That's Dr. John Zabisky, the president of Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back. Have some of the halftime totals for you out of this game right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for more than 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville, Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristateFordLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis's services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln.
And welcome back to halftime at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City as Northwest Missouri State holding on to a two-point lead at the half. 28-26, as we look at the totals, first of all, for Northwest. Cats shooting 46% from the field, 11 of 24. They're just 1 of 9 from three-point range for 11%. They're 5 of 6 at the free throw line. And for Pittsburgh State, shooting 50% from the field, 9 of 18. 4 of 6 from three-point range. at the free throw line 4 of 4. So neither team's really been to the line very often. Both teams, though, have taken advantage of getting to the free throw line. Rebound totals pretty even. 10 rebounds for Pittsburgh State, 11 for Northwest. And turnovers, 10 turnovers for the Gorillas, 5 for the Bearcats here at the half. And Northwest with one player in double figures. That's Justin Pitts with 10. Pittsburgh State with no one in double figures. Their leading scorer is Javis Flynn. He has 6 points. He knocked down a couple of threes early in the first half. And that's the way the scoring leaders look out of this one, with Northwest Missouri State up by 2 at halftime. Bearcats 28 and Pittsburgh State 26. We'll be back and have more for you from the Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville's Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel, Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nolison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Support also comes from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is also provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides hardware, tool rental, paint, electrical, and plumbing supplies. Behind every project is a True Value. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
And welcome back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. The Northwest Missouri State Bearcats retaking the floor now here at halftime as they lead by 2 over Pittsburgh State, 28-26. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer is Karen Lawrence. Yesterday, it was the women's turn to take the floor here at Municipal Auditorium. And in the quarterfinals yesterday, it was Fort Hays State with a win over Northeastern State, 79-53. Central Missouri got past Missouri Southern 70-64. Emporia State went over Missouri Western 77-60. And the Pittsburgh State women held on to defeat Central Oklahoma 78-71. And they'll take to the floor tonight during the evening session for their semifinal round games.
Yeah, I tell you what, I think on the women's side, Fort Hays State has been the team that's really come out and maybe surprised a few people. I don't think people thought they were going to be a bad team. I thought they'd be a solid team. But, boy, they really stepped up their game this year and looks like it's their tournament to lose. But, again, on the women's side, you could see any four of those teams potentially winning. But the way Hays has played through this year, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
It really seems strange not to see the Washburn women here.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, things change. And that's one of the things that have changed, you know. And you got two schools that have two teams down here for semifinal action with Central and Pitt this year. So that doesn't happen all that often either. So, you know, it's just that's what happens when you've got a tournament that anybody can win and anything can happen. It truly does.
Before we get to second half play, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Gorder, I think one thing in this second half that we'll see turn around just a bit will be the three-point shooting out of Northwest.
Yeah, I think so, and it needs to. Not that they have to hit a ton of them, but 1 of 9 shooting from three-point range just is not Northwest Missouri State basketball. And I just think if you see a couple go down early, it could really mean good things for Northwest in the second half. Look on the other side, you got to credit Pittsburgh State the way they shot the three. They didn't take a ton of them, but they hit at a high percentage going 4 of 6 from outside the arc. So got to give them some credit there, and we'll see if Northwest can turn it around from the outside in the second half.
And the winner of this game will face the winner of the Missouri Southern Central Missouri matchup, which comes up right after this one here at Municipal Auditorium. That will be played tomorrow at 1 o'clock, the championship game. And should Northwest win that, we'll have the broadcast beginning at 12:40 with our pregame. But we've got 20 more minutes of basketball to go here with Northwest up by 2, 28-26. Bearcats will inbound to start this second half. Matt Wallace along with Justin Pitts, also Connor Crooker, Zach Schneider, and Grant Kozad on the floor. And for Pittsburgh State, they'll go with Flynn Gustafson, also Branch, Trevor Gregory, and also Connor Kerr. Both teams going with their starting five. Inbound goes to Pitts, and he'll take it from our right to our left in the second half in their white uniforms with the green numerals. And green trim, left side, Crooker down the lane left, high off the glass, misses it, rebound in the lane, put away by Gustafson for Pittsburgh State. Now to Flynn as he'll push it into the front court right side, to the free throw line, through the lane left side, drives with the right hand and runner, good. Davis Flynn with 8 points now, and it's a 28-28 game, Northwest and Pittsburgh State. The drill is in their red uniforms with white numerals and the golden white trim down the sides. Out to the top of the key on the right side is Connor Kirker for Northwest. Dribbles into a double team. Out front right for Snyder as it's stripped out of his hands. Picked up by Flynn. Now trailing to Gustafson on the play. Almost missed the layup. It rolls around but then drops down. So Gustafson got the layup off the fast break. And it's a 30-28 lead for Pittsburgh State over Northwest. A little less than a minute into the second half. Driving the lane, Justin Pitts puts it up and in as he went through traffic, and Justin got the shot to fall on a timeout by Northwest. 19:02 left in the game. It's a 30-30 game. Northwest and Pittsburgh State back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online. Live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
19:02 left in the game. We're tied up at 30, Northwest and Pittsburgh State. Matt Gorder, quick timeout by Coach McCollum.
Yeah, it was. And I think Coach maybe noticed something that Pittsburgh State had tweaked a little bit at halftime that they were doing here on the first couple of possessions and just wanted to make sure his team knew how to take care of that.
Grills will inbound as Javis Flint will take across midcourt off the right side to the right wing. Now takes a free throw line. Out front left side, Gustafson to the left corner, Branch. Go left side into lane. Gregory spins and puts up the shot as he hits it over Grant Kozad of Northwest. 32-30, Gorilla lead over Northwest. Pitts into the front corner on the left side, guarded by Flynn. Crossover dribble. Left side for Anthony Woods, who checked in during the timeout. Finds out front Snyder. Three is rims around it out. Fight for the board as it caroms to the right side and Branch for Pittsburgh State. Gives it to Flynn. He'll take it across midcourt to the right wing. Now to the top of the key. Looks right side, Branch. Now dribbles through. Kozad knocks the ball loose. It goes to the sideline. It'll go off of Branch out of bounds. Good job by Grant Kozad reaching in, tapping it away, and tapping it off of Branch. And the Cats will get it. 32-30, Northwest trails Pittsburgh State. Cats are up by two at halftime, 28-26. Full court pressure out of the Gorillas as the inbound comes to Justin Pitts. Left-handed dribble in front of the scorer's table as he crosses into the front court. Dribbles right side, accelerates down the lane, in the lane, bumped from behind, and a foul. This one will go on Javis Flynn, number two on Flynn.
We talked about how Flynn did a real good job defensively in the first half against Justin Pitts, but the one thing with Pitts is he is going to absolutely keep the pedal to the metal and the pressure on Flynn this entire game.
Shooting two at the line, first one good. Justin with 13 points. He's 3-of-3 at the free throw line. Second free throw is good. It's coming off a 25-point performance Thursday afternoon in the win over Washburn. This game tied up at 32. Gustafson on the left wing for the Gorillas. Out top to Kiefer Branch. To the free throw line, through the lane as he drives. A bump and a foul going down the lane. This will go against Northwest. And I think they're going to give this one on Zach Snyder. That'll be his second. Expect that they're going to go on Kozad instead. So Kozad gets called for the foul. Off of the weave out front right side, it goes to Flynn. Flynn, cross court right side for Branch. Pass fakes left, goes right down the lane to the baseline. Available off the right side, Gregory. Now to Gustafson. Down the lane left, he goes all the way to the bucket. Left-hander layup good. By Gustafson with 7 points. 34-32 game. The Gorillas in front of Northwest. And to the front court right side, Wallace. Wallace to the free throw line left. Cross court right side, open Snyder. Three on the way. Rims around and out. And the rebound hustling for Kozad. Tries to bring it out front. Pritzker hold on to it. It's controlled now by Flynn for Pittsburgh State. Lobs it left side for Branch. Now on the right side, goes with a reverse layup. Won't go. Bump as he went up for the shot. Kozad with the rebound. Now it goes to Wallace as he hustles into the front court from our right to our left. Pulls it up as the girls get back on defense. Now to Snyder between the circles. Back right side, Wallace. Wallace with the left-hander dribble through the lane. Into left corner. Pitts open. Three on the way. Got it. Pitts with 17 points. Northwest up by 135-34. Went into the front court to the right side. Left side, Gustafson. Guarded by Connor Kirker. Now, Kozad steps out for a trap. Pass on the right side. Stolen by Wallace. Wallace with a breakaway the other way as Gustafson comes over. Misses the shot, but trailing on the play is Connor Kirker. He has the rebound and lays it up and in. 37-34, Northwest Missouri State in front. 16-22 left in the game. Into the front court, left side goes Davis Flynn. To the top of the key. Hooks the pass into the left corner. Kerr. Now left side, Gustafson. Out front, Kozad steps out for a ball trap. Cross court, left side pass, finds Kerr. Now to Flynn. Flynn gets picked by Gregory, drives the lane, right-handed runner off the right, rebound inside for Pitts. It's not close by Flynn, picked up by Gregory on the right side, and lay it up and in. 37-36, Northwest in front of Pittsburgh State. Wallace into the front court. Dribbles left side. Now reverses, goes back right, pulls up. Finds Pitts out between the circles. 19 on the shot clock. Pitts with the dribble to left wing. Cross court right side, Kirker. Into the right corner, and they find Wallace. Wallace dribbles to the right wing. Now through the lane with the jump stop, as he does. A little 3-10 foul coming up, and this will go against Pittsburgh State. So the foul going on at Josiah Gustafson. That'll be his first timeout with 15:29 left in the game. Northwest 37, Pittsburgh State 36. Back after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
15:29 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State up by one on Pittsburgh State, 37-36. It's a semifinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament in Kansas City at Municipal Auditorium. Now, we knew this would be a physical game. We knew it would be a defensive game. And right now, low-scoring game, 37-36.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, we saw Pitts hit a three in the corner for Northwest. And that's something that Northwest can get in a rhythm from the outside. They can bring that scoring up a little bit, but they just haven't found it yet in the early part of the second half.
Wallace to inbound off the baseline left as he brings it out front. Gets the pass to Snyder. Back to Pitts on the left side. Wallace left baseline. Drives the baseline in the bucket. They bring it out front for Snyder. Lost the handle on it, but chased down by Pitts on the left wing. Pitts is guarded by Flynn. He's done a good job so far today on Justin, although Justin does have 17 points. Now right side Wallace into the lane. Ball fake brings it back out to Pitts with 15 on the shot clock. Crossover dribble through the lane he goes. Kicks it left corner. Snyder open. Three on the way. Rattles around out and the rebound. And the lane pulled down by Flynn for Pittsburgh State. Flynn through the lane. Right side drives on Wallace and a bump and no foul coming up. They'll call this one on Matt. That'll be number three on Wallace. 37-36, Northwest holding on to the one-point lead. Boy, Zach's struggling a little bit offensively right now.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, he's a guy that's got a short memory, so it doesn't take long to get him going, but he is one of eight from three-point range in this game so far.
Lynn at the other end, fouled by Wallace as he went through the lane with the layup. We're shooting two, chance to tie or take the lead for the Gorillas. Lynn, a 69% shooter this season at the line, and the free throw rims around and out. 0-1 at the line this afternoon. The Gorillas as a team, 72.6% on the season. They're fifth in the conference. Wallace will get a breather as Lyle Harris will see his first action of the afternoon. Second free throw by Flynn is good. Tied up at 37. Full-court pressure out of the Gorillas as Northwest will end down. Lyle Harris will inbound and drive on Trace Parks, who also checked in during that stoppage of play. Harris to the top of the key. Dribbles right side. Hands off out of a weave to Kirker. Kirker picked up by Dakota Jones. Now left side for Justin Pitts. Just dribble to the left wing. Now out to the top of the key. Picked off by Jang. Looks left side for Snyder. Ball left for Doherty. High on the shot. Clark Doherty spins up. Up with a shot too hard. Rebound pulled away by Jones for Pittsburgh State. Flynn will take it across midcourt left side. Now to the top of the key. Looks right side for Jones. For the right corner for Sparks. Sparks with the drive to the bucket. Blocked away from behind by Snyder. Picked up by Pitts. And Pitts across the timeline left side. Into left corner with the pass for Harris. Harris through the lane. Kicks it to the right corner. Open. Kirker. Three on the way. Rims around it out. And the rebound in the lane to Flynn and Pittsburgh State. Pushes it to the free throw line. Spins into the lane through a double team and misses the shot. Jang with the rebound and the putback off the front of the rim. It rolls over. Jang with 4 points. And a two-point Gorilla lead, 39-37. 13:47 left in the game. Pitts accelerates down the lane, left side, and forces the shot in the lane. Ball loose, and it's controlled at the free throw line, picked up by Sparks on the break to the free throw line. Leather ran up where the shot forces it, misses the shot as he rainbowed it up. He is fouled, knocked to the floor underneath the bucket, and a foul coming up on Connor Kirker for Northwest. This will get Trey Sparks to the free throw line. Sparks, a 79% shooter on the year. He's 2 of 2 this afternoon. Averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds a game, coming off the bench for head coach Kevin Knox. And the first one off the front of the rim. Cozad in, Doherty to the sideline for Northwest, and Kerr into the ball game for the Gorillas, takes the place of Gustafson.
Bearcats so far today from three-point range, 2 of 14. The two games that were kind of along those lines are their two worst games so far outside. 3 of 11 against William Jewell and 3 of 10 against Nebraska Kearney. Outside of that, Northwest has been pretty darn good shooting the three.
Sparks knocks down the second free throw, 40 to 37. Northwest trailing Pittsburgh State. Pittsville take it across midcourt right side. Being chased by Flynn. Goes between the circles. Left-handed dribble now the left wing. Pulls up, goes with the fast pass left side for Harris. And Lyle with the dribble left gets a screen by Cozette to the left baseline. Into the right corner. Open is Kirker. He takes a three cut. Nothing good enough for Connor Kirker in the right corner. He's got 7 points and ties the game up at 40. 13 minutes left in the contest. Flynn to the top of the key. Jones now left corner for Sparks. Right hand dribble out front, chased down by Cozad and Kirker. Now goes off side Flynn. Flynn dribbles out to the top. Pulls up, cross court left side, Kerr to the left baseline, Sparks. Running on the shot clock. Sparks with a dump stop into lane. Misses the shot. Rebound to Snyder underneath the bucket for Northwest. Now needs someone to come over and take an alley from him. Connor Cooker comes back to do that. And he'll take it across midcourt right side from our right to our left. 12.5 minutes left of the game. Left side, Harris on the wing. Right in front of the Bearcat bench. Goes baseline left for Kozak. Hooks in the lane. The shot off the left to the lane. Rims around out to the rebound to Pittsburgh State.
Need the ball. Let's go.
Went into the front court. Goes cross court right side. Kerr sets up. Long three on the way. Got it. Kerr with 9 points. All coming on 3-point attempts this afternoon. And the girl is up by 3, 43-40 with 12 minutes left.
Girl is 5 of 7 from 3-point range in the game right now.
And Pitts through the lane as he drives. And a reach-in coming up on the Gorillas as Pitt State will get called for the foul. Amin Jang with the foul. That is his second break in the action. 11:54 left in the game. Again, 11:54 left. Northwest down by 3. 43-40 to Pittsburgh State. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak. Watkins True Value provides grass seed, fertilizer, winterizer, and equipment including steel, chainsaws, trimmers, and leaf blowers. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
Support for today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and veterans affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
54 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State trailing Pittsburgh State 43-40. Had 6 ties in this game and 7 lead changes. And Matt Gorder, I think we've got a few more of those coming up.
Yeah, I was going to say, that those numbers are going to go up definitely before the end of this game, because this is going to be back and forth right down to the end. The only thing I could potentially see that would make this a double-digit game for either team is if you had to see some fouling late and team hit free throws to extend it out a little bit. But outside of that, it's going to be a tight one.
Cricker to inbound, out on the elbow right side to Kozad following the timeout. And Cricker get it back, finds Justin Pitts between the circles, right side Cricker on the wing, open, knocks down another three. Kind of Cricker beginning to heat up. And Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State tied up at 43. Quickly the other way, Grant Spies misses the shot, rebound Pitts, and Pitts will bring it across the timeline. Grill is getting back on defense. Looks on the left wing, finds Harris, low left side for Kozad, trying to post up again. And Delingo spins left, passing, and a whistle to foul coming up on Zhang. Nice spin move by Kozad, and Zhang falls to the floor upset as he was just had to outmaneuver that time by Grant Kozad.
Yeah, Kozad basically tied his feet together and knocked him to the floor, causing that foul.
Zhang, a 6'8 junior out of Senegal, and been since university before coming to Pittsburgh State. Kozad at the line, a chance to give the Bearcats the lead. 81% shooter on the year. His first trip to the line this afternoon. Free throw rims out. Northwest struggled at the line in the second half Thursday afternoon. On the season, though, 71.3% shooting team at the line. Gustafson and Gregory into the game as Zhang, along with the Branch, go to the sideline for Pittsburgh State. Northwest 5-7 at the line. Now 7-9 at the line for the afternoon. Now second free throw by Kozad rims out. 43-43 game. Northwest and Pittsburgh State. Over 11 minutes left in the game. Sparks finds Gustafson. Back to Sparks on the right wing. Takes it to the free throw line. Leans in. Fadeaway over Harris. Misses the mark. Air ball. Rebound and a foul coming up as Gregory came down with it. Does a somersault but was fouled on the play as well. As Kozad will pick up his third foul. Well, that's a pretty big foul. What? 11:06 left in the game. Kozad with three. Wallace also has three. Doherty into the ball game. Kozad to the sideline. Some of the two seniors for Northwest right now on the bench in a little bit of foul trouble. Sparks with inbound right side. Kerr brings it to Sparks now outright. Bring the legs with the dribble. Doherty steps out in a ball trap. They get it in the lane for Gregory. Lost the handle onto the baseline. Brings it back out to Sparks left side. Out front right side. They get it to Jones. Down the lane right. He drives and lays it up and in. 4 points for Dakota Jones. 45-43 lead for Pittsburgh State over Northwest. Harris for Northwest across the midcourt right side. Dribble between the circles and back pedals. Now drives past Parks through the lane. A right-handed runner off the right misses. And Kerr with the rebound for the Gorillas. We'll give it to Sparks as he'll go left to right to the left wing. Out to the top of the key. Pulls up left side Kerr. Started by Snyder out in the perimeter. Now Kerr dribbles right side. Hands off Sparks right wing. Three on tip is good. Ray Sparks knocks down his first three of the game. Now he had three on the season coming into this one. 48-43 lead for Pittsburgh State. Into the front court goes Justin Pitts. Gets a screen by Doherty. Takes it to the free throw line. Through the lane. To the bucket. Up with a shot. Won't go. Knocked to the floor and a foul coming off. This will go on Trevor Gregory. That'll be number two on Gregory. 48-43 Northwest trailing.
You know, it's been a fairly physical ball game, but we haven't seen a ton of free throws out of either team yet. So let's see if that changes here in the last 10 minutes of this game.
Bearcats have been outscored 8-3 over the last 2:53, and Pitts at the free throw line. Knocks down the free throw. He's now 5 of 5 at the line, 18 points this afternoon. Harris goes to the sideline and back into the ballgame. Matt Wallace for Northwest. Second free throw by Justin is good. And a 48-45 game. Northwest Missouri State trailed with 9:52 left in the second half. Gustafson into left corner Sparks. Dribbles into a double team with Doherty out front. And hooks a pass cross court right Kerr. Trying to lob it on an angle pass and it's knocked away by Wallace. And immediately makes an impact coming off the bench after setting for a while with three fouls. Wallace gets the steal. Now to Pitts off the left wing. Pitts now through the lane. Drives a little runner. Fade away off the front of the rim. No fight for the rebound. Kerr falling on the baseline. Saves it inbounds to Sparks. And we'll give it to Dakota Jones. Northwest not getting some shots to fall. They normally drop down for them. 48-45, Northwest trailing. Gustafson out front, out of a weave. Hands off to Sparks at the top of the key. Back right side, pass is stolen, picked up by Snyder. Anticipated well, finds Wallace on the breakaway. Drives past Sparks, leads it up there. First bucket of the game for Matt Wallace. 48-47, Northwest down by one. Bearcat fans behind us making some noise. 8:50 left. Free throw line. Dakota Jones takes the jumper and knocks it down. And Jones with 6 points. 3-point game. Northwest trails with 8:42 left. Wallace to walk across midcourt. Right in front of the scores table. Dribbles to the left side. Out front. Pulls up. Finds right wing Snyder into the right corner. Crooker. Connor with the dribble. Brings it out on the right side. Out to the top of the key now. Cross court left for Wallace. Wallace with 9 on the shot clock. Dribbles out front. Now free throw line. Finds Connor Crooker. Right sideline with the free tip up front of the rim. No. 5 for the rebound. Sparks in the lane with the board for Pittsburgh State. Cats down by 3 with 8:08 left in the game. Into the front court left side. Dakota Jones pulls up wide open. 3 on the wing. Too hard. Rebound at the elbow on the left side. Wallace for Northwest. Can't slow it up as they'll set up the offense. Just under 8 minutes left in the semifinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament. Northwest down 50-47. Cross court right side pass for Kirker from Wallace. Now to Pitts. Out front Doherty. Looks left side Wallace. Dribble to the free throw line. Down the lane as he drives. Sparks goes over to try to set up and force a charge. Instead we'll get called for the buck and that will be his first foul. Back in the action, 7:39 left. Northwest trailing Pittsburgh State 50-47. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor river walk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjonaturecenter.info.
7:39 left in regulation. Northwest Missouri State trailing Pittsburgh State 50-47. Semi-final round game of the MIAA postseason tournament at the Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City with Matt Gorder. I'm John Comfrey. Our studio engineer this afternoon, Karen Lawrence. Yeah, long way to go. There's probably some big 8 minutes coming up.
Yeah, and they're going to be a hard-fought 8 minutes. We've seen neither team really have a stretch where they back down. I think maybe offensively they have had stretches where they haven't played well, but you got to give credit to the defenses of both of these teams, the way they have played in this one so far today.
Cats out of this timeout. We'll have Wallace along with Snyder, Pitts, Kricker, and Kozad, the original starting five. And Pitt State counters with Gustafson, Dakota Jones, also Davis Quinn, Trevor Gregory, and Devon Branch. Wallace will inbound and find his elbow off the right side. Kozad, who hands off back to Wallace, cross court, left side pass, finds Pitts. Pitts drives on Jones through the lane to the bucket, lays it up, and it rolls out on the right side. And the rebound Branch for Pittsburgh State. Northwest Missouri State down by 3, 50-47. Glenn to the top of the key, cross court, left side Branch. And look, a pick by Gregory, and reaching out front was Kozad. Knocks the ball loose, picks up the foul. That'll be number 4 on Grant. That's a big one there as Kozad will go to the sideline. Fred Doherty right back into the ballgame for Northwest. 7:16 left, 50-47. Northwest trails Pittsburgh State. That last foul also the 15th foul on Northwest. The Gorillas with 6. Inbound goes to Flynn. Off the left wing to the top of the key. Cross court right side pass for Jones. Now to Gustafson. Takes it to the free throw line. Down the lane left. Drives on Doherty. Pivots into a double team now. And lobs it out front right side Flynn. Dribbles out front to the free throw line. Down the lane left side. Pass Doherty underneath the bucket. Ball knocked loose by Northwest and Justin Pitts. It will go out of bounds on the baseline and belong to the Gorillas with 12 on the shot clock. 6:53 left in the game. Inbound Gustafson, right corner. In the box, right side Branch. Pivots, fadeaway jumper from 8 on the left of the lane. Misses, rebound, though, at the free throw line. Pulled away by Flynn for Pittsburgh State. Dribbles left side to the wing and brings it back out. Now drives past Pitts to the free throw line. Little runner on the right side from 14. Good. Davis Flynn having a big game. He's got 11 points, and it's now 52-47 lead for Pittsburgh State over Northwest. 6.5 minutes left. Into the front court, left side, Wallace to the top of the key, dribbles right side. Now finds Doherty, right side, lays it up, and in as it rolls around a couple times and drops off the pick and roll, and Northwest Missouri State down 52-49. Just over 6 minutes left in the game. Flynn, top of the key, free throw line, down the lane left, drives on Doherty, bounce pass into the right corner, gets the center, brings it through the lane, now with the runner and a reach-in foul coming up on Northwest. Connor Kirker picks up his second foul. 16th foul on the Cats. Gustafson will go to the free throw line. He'll be shooting 2. His first trip for the game, an 83% shooter on the season. And he has 7 points. Free throw good. First meeting with the Bearcats, he scored 17. Played 37 minutes on that Thursday afternoon against Lindenwood. And the second one good. 54-49, Northwest trails. 6 minutes left in regulation. Across the timeline, right side Wallace. Into half-court pressure. Into the right court for Connor Kirker. Out front finds Pitts. Back pedals, and we'll give it to Wallace. Just trying to spread things out just a bit. Wallace out in front of the scorer's table. Now dribbles back right side. Pulls up the dribble. Into the left corner pass. Tip. as Branch knocks it out of bounds. He wanted to find Pitts in the far left corner. Branch is able to get a hand on it and knocks it out of bounds where the Bearcats will inbound in the far left corner with 14 on the shot clock.
I heard a little extra cheer out of the Bearcat crowd. Athletic director Coach T made a great catch on that ball as it was tipped out of bounds.
Still has the hands. Out front, Wallace. Now finds Pitts near the jump ball circle. Seven on the shot clock. Dribbles off the foot of Gregory, and it is picked up by Flynn on the fast break. Shovels the pass to Gustafson. Misses the layup. Fight for the rebound on the baseline. Gustafson picks it back up and misses another opportunity. The ball being carried to Northwest and Justin Pitts. Gorilla's missed on a couple opportunities. Point blank underneath the bucket. 54-49. Northwest Missouri's lead down with 5:12 left in the game. Justin Pitts out top for the dribble. Back into screen by Snyder. Gives it to Snyder left side. Now back to Pitts. Guarded by Flynn. Dribbles right side. Down the lane he goes. Pulls up. Finds Connor Crooker. Crooker now the free throw line. Drives a push and a foul. This one will come up on Pitts' first three. Dakota Jones will pick up his second foul. Just under 5 minutes left in the game. Northwest trailing 54-49 as Crooker will go to the line.
Good recognition there by Crooker. He saw that Jones was coming out really hard to try to guard the three-point attempt. Recognized that early enough to try to go by him. And by the time Jones realized that Crooker was going to drive, he had really not many options but to commit the foul or give up a potential easy layup.
Knocks down the first. We'll have one more. Four-point game. Northwest trails 54-50. 4:55 left in the game. Second free throw for the left-hander. Nothing went up. 54-51. Northwest trails. Into the front court. Right side goes Flynn. Flynn out front to the top of the key. Bearcat fans behind us making noise. Jones near the timeline with the pass of Flynn. Lopped into the left corner branch. Drives the baseline. And into the right corner, Gustafson open, but before he does, Branch gets called for a charge as he went with the pass on the right corner. He stepped on the baseline. I think he may have stepped on the baseline instead before getting that pass away. And the turnover will give it to Northwest. Sparks into the game, Branch to the sideline. Also, Gregory back in for the Gorillas. He'll take the place of Denton Hayes. 54-51, Northwest Missouri State trailing. Four-court pressure out of the Gorillas as Doherty gets the inbound to Wallace. Wallace is pressured by Sparks as they're taken across midcourt left side. Accelerates to the left wing. Out between the circles, dribbles right side. Finds on the right, Snyder. Snyder on the right side, hands off to Pitts. Pitts drives the lane into the left corner. Crooker sets up, wants the three, and it's good! The tie at 54 with 4:14 left as Crooker knocks down the three off the left side. Now from the right side, Flynn. From the right wing to Cody Jones, top of the key. Down the lane, left side, lost the header. He falls on the floor. It'll roll out of bounds. It'll belong to Northwest. Jones to slip, fell on the floor, and the ball squirts out of bounds to Northwest Missouri State Line.
Tell you what, that breakaway that the Gorillas had and missed two layups underneath, and Northwest got the ball back. That would have given them, if they hit one of those layups, that would have given Pitt their biggest lead of the game. But since that point, Northwest has scored five straight and tied it up. Could be a turning point.
We're tied at 54. Wallace across the timeline to the right of the lane, pulls up. Into left corner, finds Snyder. Snyder dives to the baseline on the left side. Pivots, and a timeout by Northwest. 3:46 left. It's a tie game. Northwest 54. Pittsburgh State 54. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
3:46 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 54, Pittsburgh State 54. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. With Matt Gorder and studio engineer Karen Lawrence, I'm John Coffey. Bearcats will inbound baseline left. Inbound comes to Doherty on the left wing. Hands off to Wallace. We'll bring it out top. Again, we're tied at 54. 3:40 left in the game. Crooker, cross court left side, Pitts. Randomly on defense out of Pittsburgh State. Pitts with seven on the shot clock down the lane right side. Underneath the bucket goes left corner. Wallace. Wallace steps inside the arc, takes the jumper, misses off the left side. Ball loose and it's controlled by Flynn for Pittsburgh State. We're tied up at 54. Flynn to the right wing, and we've got a timeout by Pittsburgh State. 3:21 left in the semifinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament. We're tied up at 54. Northwest and Pitt State back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, King, and Doc Marten, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, Northwest Missouri State and Pittsburgh State tied up at 54. It's the first of two semifinal round games of the MIAA postseason tournament on the men's side this afternoon. Missouri Southern and Central Missouri waiting to take the floor. The winner of this one will face the winner of that one tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Drills with the inbound in front of the scores table, calling the timeout. Again, we're tied at 54. Off the right side, Dakota Jones, guarded by Wallace. Fires a dribble. Gives it right for Flynn. He'll take it to the top of the key. Reverses back right side. Down the lane he goes. Looks to pass. It's going by Connor Kirker from Northwest. Connor accelerates across the timeline and from behind. Ball knocked loose by Sparks as he tries to come up with it. And it's back the other way to Flynn. Flynn across midcourt left side. So the Cats couldn't take advantage of the turnover. Flynn to the top of the key. Dribbles right side. Off the weave. Gets it to Sparks. Sparks spins. And ball knocked loose out of his hands. And gets away with a double dribble. He'll bring it out between the circles. Sparks dribbles left side, kicks it in the left for Jones. Jones to the top. Now down the lane right side with 13 on the shot clock. Bring it back with 10 on the shot clock. To the top of the key. Left side for Sparks. Long three on the way. Rims around it and just barely cleared the rim. Got it to fall. That's a big three for Pittsburgh State. 57-54. The girls in front of Northwest. Wallace across the timeline for Northwest. Dribbles to the left wing. Cross court right side for Kirker. Kirker drives the lane. A little left-handed runner. Too hard. Rebound tip. Controlled by Gustafson for Pittsburgh State. 207 left. Northwest down 57-54. Into the front court goes Davis Flynn for Pitt State. Cross court right side Sparks. Grillo's getting a little time now with 1:52 left in the game. 16 on the shot clock. Sparks out front just dribbles back and forth now between the legs on the right side. Pass right away. Gets it to Jones. Jones spins right side on Wallace. Down the lane he goes. Drives and it's blocked away and it ricochets out of bounds and it will belong to Pittsburgh State. Coach Ben McCollum in front of us wanting the officials to come over and check the monitor as it caromed off a couple different players before going out of bounds. And I think the officials will come over and take a look. It's our first monitor review of the afternoon.
Well, neither of them had a great angle to see it. There were bodies in the way of both of them, so this is the proper thing to do here to come and make sure. It's a pretty big call at this point in the ballgame.
As the alternate official, Roger Smith, sitting here courtside, working the monitor, and yesterday afternoon they turned the monitor our way when they were reviewing. This time, unfortunately, they're turning it away from us, so we'll be unable to see what the officials are seeing this time.
Honestly, most of the time yesterday, the big screen here had the replay before the officials got to see the replay on the small monitor, so we'll keep an eye on that and see if that might happen again here today.
57-54, Northwest trails Pittsburgh State.
And the one difference here, too, this weekend than what you have at most sites in the MIAA is there's more than one camera angle that they can potentially take a look at. So
now the officials will gather after reviewing the monitor. We'll lend the lead official today. Go ahead and I guess review a little bit more here. A timeout over at 137 now. And let's keep it right here.
Yeah, because they signaled that it would be pit ball after the initial review, and Coach McCollum said, how can that be? And then they signaled like it was going to be the media timeout and then stepped back and said, well, let's just wait a minute. Now they're back in front of the video monitor.
Then we got 1:37 left here at Northwest Missouri State down 57-54. By the way, shooting 40% from the field. Pittsburgh State 50% for the afternoon. And 5 of 18 on threes. Pittsburgh State 7 of 10 on three-pointers.
And they are calling it Pittsburgh State ball.
So the Gorillas will inbound after all this.
They're going to have just 3 seconds to work with on the shot clock as well.
Cats will come out of the timeout. Kozad, Kirker, Schneider, Pitts, and Wallace. Wallace playing with 3 fouls. Kozad with 4 with 1:37 left in the game. Pittsburgh State taking some more time. Let's coach Kevin Muff talking to his team in the huddle. And now they come out onto the floor. Go ahead down off the left baseline. About midway between the basket and the left corner. And 3 seconds on the shot clock for Pittsburgh State. Davis Flynn will try to trigger this inbound. Holds it, gets the inbound left side for Gustafson. Backpedals, lots of jumper, and it rolls off the front of the rim. Rebound, Gregory, one good one in the left side and puts it up and in. So Gregory gets the rebound off a missed bucket. And Northwest down 59-54 as Gregory put it up and in. 1:22 left in regulation. Out to the top of the key pitch. Pulls up left the lane. Cross court right side for Snyder. Hands off to Kirker. Now near the timeline for Pitts. 20 seconds on the shot clock. 1:11 left in the game. Pitts down the lane. Lost the handle on it as he went driving, but it slapped out of his hands out of bounds. It belonged to Northwest. 16 on the shot clock. 1:08 left in the game. 59-54. Northwest Missouri State trailing. Wallace. Off the baseline right, lobs it out front. Kirker brings it down. Now cross court left side for Pitts. 13 on the shot clock. Pitts dribbles right side. Down the lane he goes. Runner on the way off the glass and good. Justin got it to fall. And Northwest Missouri State down by 3, 59-56 with 59.9 seconds left in the game. Breaking the action. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville, offering MyChart, an online resource for patients to access personal health information. More about St. Francis Hospital and Health Services online at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Just under a minute left in the game. Northwest Missouri State trails Pittsburgh State 59-56.
Bearcats with just one timeout left after that one there. Took that one very early here in this second half, and that's what kind of leaves them a little shorter at this point than what they usually have.
Wow, Harris into the ballgame for the Cats. Wow, on the floor along with Kozad, Wallace, Cooker, and Pitts. Full court pressure out of Northwest. As the Gorillas will inbound, Flynn looks to inbound, runs the baseline, gets the inbound to Sparks. Sparks double team, lobs it back to Flynn. He'll take it across midcourt right side. Dribbles into the double team. And he's out near the timeline. Finds Sparks, who's double teamed by a jump ball circle. And a quick whistle here. And stopping the play with 50.4 seconds left. And a foul coming up on Lyle Harris. That'll be his first foul. I guess Snyder off the bench and into the ball game for Northwest. Cats down by 3, 59-56. Harris to the bench, Snyder in.
Back here, 1-1.
Sparks going to the line. Our last foul in the 17th, rather the 17th foul on Northwest. Sparks going to the free throw line. And shooting a 1-1 opportunity. Deep breath, swipes, shoots, and hits. And he has 12 points. Deep breath. And the second one's good. 61-56, Northwest Missouri State trails this one as across the timeline goes Pitts. Pitts out between the circles. Dribbles left side. Down the lane he goes. Off the glass. Banks it up and in. And Pitts with 22 points. 61-58, Northwest Missouri State trails. 38.6 seconds left. Stopping to play. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog RE/MAX First Choice. Specializing in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. 38.6 seconds left, Northwest down 61-58.
Yeah, and one thing with Pittsburgh State, you know, you always talk about needing to hit free throws late in this situation when you've got the lead, but not only do they have the lead, if they're hitting free throws, they're making it two possession ball games, which makes it even tougher as more and more time comes off that clock. So Bearcats either need to try to get a steal in full court pressure or hope for a miss at the other end from Pitts.
Lynn will inbound. Okay, looking at full court pressure out of Northwest as Donald Harris back into the ballgame. Inbound comes outside. Quick inbound goes to Carroll. He has the ball stripped out of his head. And a foul called. And Northwest coaching staff would have said that they had to steal, but the foul coming. And he'll go to the other end to shoot.
Wow.
So Carroll will go to the line. 1-1 opportunity. Coming for Connor Kerr. His first trip to the line. He has 8 points. Close the line, eyes the bucket. Free throw on the way is good. 62-58, Northwest Missouri State down by 4 with 36.2 seconds left. Bear takes his time, and the second free throw is good. Knocks them both down, and a timeout by Pittsburgh State. 36.2 seconds left. Pittsburgh State 63, Northwest 58. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and many other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com.
Welcome back, Gorder. I'm John Coffey. 36.2 seconds left in regulation. Northwest Missouri State down 63-58. The Bearcats will inbound. There you go, the length of the floor gets pressure out of the Gorillas. Wallace looks to inbound, has Justin Pitts in the backboard. He'll take the inbound, and he'll go with the left hand down the left sideline. Takes it across the timeline to the top of the key, through the lane. And it knocked out of his hands, and it's controlled by Flynn for Pittsburgh State. Gets it away and finds Gustafson across midcourt, fouled by Kirker, and Gustafson will go to the line with 24.9 seconds left. That's the third foul on Kirker, getting Gustafson to the line. He's 2 of 2 so far today. And 24.9 seconds left. Six sophomore out of Omaha knocks down the first free throw. 64-58, Pitt State in front of Northwest. Now the free throw is up and good. So the girls make some big free throws down the stretch. It's a 65-58 game, and it's still at midcourt, but it's knocked loose. But going after the ball in the far right corner was Kozad and Pitts, and they neither one could get there in time or go out of bounds. Didn't belong to Pittsburgh State. So a tough turnover. And the girls will inbound with 18.6 seconds left and a 65-58 game. They lead. Flynn with a long inbound all the way into the backcourt. Chased down by Sparks, and he'll go from our left to our right. 16 seconds left. And Northwest right now backing up. They'll allow the Gorillas to dribble out the clock here. And the Gorillas will go into the championship game tomorrow afternoon. And they will face the winner of the Missouri Southern Central Missouri game. We're down to 1 second. That'll be it. And Pittsburgh State Gorillas defeat the Bearcats for the second time this season. This time a 65-58 decision as they defeat Northwest. We'll be back and have more for you. We'll take a break first and we'll go to our post game. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazingo at mazingolake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Well, it was a physical game this afternoon. Pittsburgh State with the win, 65-58, as they defeat the Bearcats. As they go to 2-0 against Northwest this season, but another game right down to the wire, Matt.
Yeah, an absolutely tremendous college basketball game. I mean, these two teams played their hearts out here today from start to finish. Unfortunately, Bearcat fans obviously not liking the result, but this is one of those games, again, where you say, yeah, if you're just a fan of college basketball here in Kansas City and you came out to watch this one, you got your money's worth for sure.
Pittsburgh State 65, Northwest Missouri State 58. We'll be back to begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. And from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nolison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Support also comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the Outdoor River Walk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. Also from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at MarylandMoRealEstate.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And from Brown's Shoe Fit in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from Nike, Brooks, Asics, and New Balance, as well as fashion boots for women and work boots. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Biertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
This is the Bearcat Postgame Show. Underwritten
by Championship Motors.
And back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, a 65-58 loss for Northwest as their 10-game winning streak comes to close. As the Gorillas, who lost three straight down the end of the regular season, they got things back rolling with a win over Northeastern State on Monday night in the opening round. Then in their quarterfinal round game on Thursday, they picked up a win as well, defeating Lindenwood. And a win here today as they knock off Northwest Missouri State, again 65-58.
Yeah, you know, like we talked about in the pregame, Pittsburgh State with a lot to play for this weekend, needing to likely win the tournament to get into the postseason. At the very least, they needed to win a couple of games. So they have a lot to play for, and they really showed that with the way they played here today.
For Northwest, on the afternoon, shooting 43% from the field, and they missed a few shots in the paint that they don't normally miss.
And missed some shots outside the arc they don't normally miss as well. And that was, I think, a big key is when you look at the first half for Northwest going 1 of 9 from three-point range. Now, granted, they still had a two-point lead at the half, so it didn't feel like a huge difference maker, but even if just a few more of those go down, it'd be a completely different type of thought process for the second half for both teams. But that's really out of the ordinary for Northwest to shoot just 11% and a half from three-point range.
And another thing, double digits in turnovers today. And although just 11, that's still, when you get used to single digits for Northwest in the turnover category, that was an area there where they had maybe a couple of unforced turnovers. But overall, I mean, it was some pretty good defense out of Pittsburgh State today.
Yeah, it was. And I think you need to give defensively a lot of credit to Javis Flynn. I think he was really the catalyst in this game. I mean, yeah, he scored 11 points, which is 5 above his season average, but he had 4 steals in the ball game. He had the team-high 7 rebounds, game-high 7 rebounds, and just played real well defensively up against Justin Pitts most of the afternoon. And that, I think, really the big catalyst for Pittsburgh State today.
65-58, Pittsburgh State with the win over Northwest. We'll be back. Have the extra effort award for you more right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. And from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657. Support also comes from KFC, located on South Main across from Walmart in Maryville. KFC supplies Bearcat fans with chicken buckets and sides for tailgating. KFC also offers their buffet that is open from 10:30 a.m. until 8:30 p.m. daily. Also from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union, the bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Time for Extra Effort Award. And again, this afternoon, Matt, the freshman stepped up big in Justin Pitts.
Yeah, and we talked about how the guy who guarded him most of the day, Davis Flynn, really did a pretty good job against him. But Pitts still able to step it up and had a game-high 23 points in this ball game. Ended up with 4 rebounds, hit all 6 of his free throw attempts, and was 8 of 13 from the field, so he shot at a good percentage as well.
Justin Pitts, our Extra Effort Award winner. Northwest Missouri State loses to Pittsburgh State this afternoon, 65-58. When we come back, we'll hear from assistant coach Austin Meyer about today's game. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice. Vaccaro & Herzog specialize in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777. And from City of Maryville, home of Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and a 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Jock's Niche Sporting Goods at 1st and Main in Maryville. Jock's Niche offers Bearcat sportswear from Adidas and Ping, as well as performance wear and apparel from Nike and Under Armour. More at JocksNiche.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at NWAV.com. And from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late-night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Support also comes from Nucor L&P in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. And from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back in Kansas City after a loss to Pittsburgh State this afternoon in the semifinals in the MIAA postseason tournament. 65-58, the final score, joined on by Austin Meyer, assistant coach for the Northwest men's basketball team. Head coach Ben McCollum in a postgame media conference downstairs here during the postseason tournament. Austin, a tough loss for Northwest. Just can really never get the momentum going that you would like in today's game.
Yeah, it seemed like we could get it tied or maybe take the lead by one, two, but you just could never get over the hump where we got some momentum and kind of went on one of our runs. You know, we didn't shoot the ball well at all, and you know, we really felt like we got really good looks from the guys we want shooting it. So, we've done all year. We've gotten our shooter shots, and they've made shots, and, you know, today they didn't, and you know, we still had a chance late when we were in the game, and you know, we didn't block out. They got that offensive rebound put back, and there was just some plays down the stretch that we didn't make.
Yeah, this is one of those frustrating games, I think.
Yeah, it was. I didn't feel like there was a lot of flow to it, kind of like Washburn on Thursday. It wasn't the prettiest game to watch, but we just never really got into rhythm. And you got to give them credit. I mean, they were into the game. They played well defensively and really got out in lanes and denied passes and you know, made it a little difficult for us. But you know, there's a lot of plays out there that we should have made.
I know 11 turnovers isn't a lot by most standards, but for Northwest, which has been in single digits most of the games this season, a couple of those turnovers really hurt you here this afternoon.
Yeah, they were, you know, crucial times, and they usually, I think they for the most part scored on those turnovers, and just uncharacteristic of us. You know, that's too many. You know, we like to be in single digits if we can be at five or six. You know, probably was they got out in our lanes and, you know, didn't allow us to reverse the ball as much. And, you know, we weren't strong with the ball in rebounds and situations that we've kind of said over and over. You got to be strong with the ball. You got to protect it. Because they're going to hang around for steals, and that's what they did.
Well, it's been a long time since the loss. You went the entire month of February without a loss. So I know you never like to have the losses, but still a heck of a run right leading into today's game.
Yeah, we were playing well, and, you know, hopefully this helps us going into the big tournament. You know, obviously, you know, our goal is to come here and win. You know, win this thing and then go on to the next one. But now hopefully this gives us a little hunger and we start a fresh streak. And you know, you win six in a row after this. It's you're right where you want to be.
Yeah, and again, I know
If you wanted to come in and get a conference tournament title, go along with the regular season title. But the nice thing is it really appears that regardless of what happened today, you're into the national tournament and looks to head up to Sioux Falls, South Dakota next week.
Yep. Yeah, we'll find out tomorrow night. And, obviously that'll be a little bit shorter than going up to Minnesota. So hopefully we'll have a following there. We had a great following down here. I mean, that makes it even more disappointing. You know, we had great support down here, a lot of Bearcat green and great atmosphere. And, we obviously didn't take care of business today, but we really appreciate, you know, the support of our fans, especially, you know, end of the season as well, the Western game and Central game. I mean, the place is unbelievable. And that's what the guys, you know, that's you want to play in environments like that. And our guys enjoy it, and we really appreciate it.
And I think it's been a team that's easy to get behind. Just a lot of players that the fans can really identify with.
Yeah, very unselfish. They're all good kids. I mean, anybody talks to them off the floor, they know. Good outgoing kids. We don't have any issues with them off the floor, and come practice, work hard every day. And, it's a fun group to be around, and, hopefully we can get her back going here down the stretch.
All right. Well, Austin, thanks a lot for being here.
Thanks, John.
That's Austin Meyer, the assistant coach for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team. Again, Pittsburgh State with a win over Northwest in the semifinals of the MIAA postseason tournament. 65-58, the final score. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaws encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. And from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 524 North Walnut in Cameron. Support also comes from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512. Also from Bram Denfelt Funeral Home in Maryville. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burial, and cremation services. More information is available at bramfuneralhome.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org. And from ANG Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. ANG provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is at 660-582-4421 or at agrestaurant.com. Support also comes from Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions, scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More at bittersweetfloral.com or 660-582-5700. Also from the Store of Colors at First and Main in Maryville and on the North Belt Highway in St. Joseph. The Store of Colors supplies Benjamin Moore paint, flooring, window treatments, framing, and painting supplies. More at storeofcolors.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Kansas City as Missouri Southern and Central Missouri goes through their pregame warm-ups. As the winner of this matchup coming up will face Pittsburgh State tomorrow in the 1 o'clock championship game on the men's side of this bracket. Northwest coming up short in the semifinal, 65-58. Just a tough loss for Northwest here this afternoon.
Yeah, it was. You know, and it goes to what we've talked about, how tough it is to win in the tournament. You know, you start out with 12 teams in this tournament, and only one's going to end up winning, and you got a lot of good basketball teams. We saw a great basketball game here today, just a result that I know as Bearcat fans we didn't want to see, but you can't necessarily come out of it totally surprised because of the quality of basketball that's down here in Kansas City.
Check some of the totals before we wrap things up here. Northwest shooting 43% from the field for the game, 21 of 49. They were 5 of 18 from three-point range for 27%, well below their 44% average on the season. And at the free throw line, 11 of 14 for 79%. Pittsburgh State, 50% from the field, 22 of 44. They were 7 of 11 from three-point range and 14 of 16 at the free throw line. And Matt, it really seemed like the threes when Pitt State hit them came at some key moments of the ballgame.
Yeah, they really did. I mean, and when you shoot at a high percentage like that from three-point range, it feels like maybe you hit more than you did. And 7's a pretty good number at threes, but 7 of 11 is a really good number.
And Northwest out rebounded by 10, 30 to 20. And there's only a one rebound difference, I think, at halftime. But Pittsburgh State really got on the boards a lot better in the second half.
Yeah, they did. And especially on the defensive end, they didn't give Northwest a lot of second chance points. And the Cats didn't shoot the ball overly well in this game. I mean, it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't one of their better performances for sure in terms of shooting percentage.
Northwest only two players in double figures, 23 points for Justin Pitts and then 15 for Connor Kirker. For Pittsburgh State, they ended up with four players in double figures, led by Trey Parks with 13 points, then 11 apiece for Josiah Gustafson and Davis Flynn. And again, Flynn, as you mentioned, really made the biggest difference on defense here today.
Yeah, I think so. He did a tremendous job and, boy, played with a ton of energy. I was thinking to myself in the first half, I said, there's no way he can keep up this energy level for an entire ball game, but he did.
And Pittsburgh State picked up the win, 65-58. So Bearcats eliminated out of the postseason tournament. They are the regular season conference champions. And now we'll wait the brackets, which will be announced tomorrow night around 9:30 or so, as the NCAA Division II will announce the pairings for the Central Region coming up. And it really looks like things are set as far as going to Sioux Falls next weekend. And just now waiting to see where Northwest will be in as far as the seeding process. And a chance to head up north to Sioux Falls and tournament, which will be hosted by Augustana.
Yeah, it's likely that Northwest will fall out of that three seed, but right now, you know, they're in the tournament. That's the big key. You just got to get in the tournament to have a chance to win, and Northwest is playing good enough basketball overall in the last month and a half of the season that they'll have a good chance next week.
And stay tuned to your Bearcat Radio Network affiliate station, as we'll be able to pass along where Northwest will be as far as the Central Region goes. That announcement again tomorrow evening right around 9:30 or so. I think that will be on the NCAA website, as well as that video that you can view from home on your internet connection. So, again, we'll have it along our radio network as well, leading up to next weekend's action from Sioux Falls. So, well, it's been a fun trip to Kansas City. Unfortunately, a game short for Northwest.
Yeah, it was like one more day down here, but it doesn't always happen every year.
As we wrap things up, 65-58, the final score. Pittsburgh State with a win over Northwest. The Bearcats sees their record go to 23-6 on the year. Pittsburgh State improves to 19-11. Thanks to everyone involved with our broadcast. Matt Gorder here in Kansas City at Municipal Auditorium, and Karen Lawrence engineering the Bearcat Radio Network. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City.